Thursday, 17th of December, Lamed Kislev, Aleph Rosh Chodesh Teves, Zion Chanukah, Rabbi Shalom Pearl, making every action count.
Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity of addressing the Olam that is here, and sometimes it might be the Olam worldwide. One doesn't know to who he's speaking and why he's saying what he says. But Baruch Hashem, today is also the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and at the same time, Rosh Chodesh, a feeling of beginning for two reasons. Because Chanukah itself is a hischatshus, it's a renewal. Chanukah ha-mizbeach, Chanukah ha-bayis. And Rosh Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh is a beginning. It's a new beginning. And every Rosh Chodesh has in it the power of being mischadesh. In fact, we always mention about the moon being mischadesh, and we Jewish people are asidim lehischadesh kemoiso. In the future, we are going to be renewed just like the moon is renewed. And in fact, what they speak about the Klal Yisrael compared to the Levana, Klal Yisrael compared to the moon, is the concept that we cannot look at our history and at our existence in this world in a physical, materialistic sense. Because according to the Teva, we are not supposed to be here in this world. Chazal tell us, and from the Chumash and Rashi we know this too, that Avraham wasn't able to have a child. And that there is a Yitzchak in the world is a tremendous miracle. So we are miracle people. We are not supposed to be here. But we are the crown of the creation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, Lamala Menateva, to bring Klal Yisrael, to bring us into this world. So we sometimes, and many times in fact, happened to have something very similar to the moon. It may look sometimes that we were finished. That is the end of the Jewish people. What can remain from them? It's all over. And suddenly there's a renewal. Suddenly the Jewish people are reborn and something miraculous happens and it grows greater and greater and greater. So it is in the course of Jewish history. And that's like the moon. And lo'osid lavoi, in the future, as we always say, by Kiddush Levana, sheheima sidim lehischadesh kemoiso, the Jewish people are in the future going to be mischadesh, renewed, kemoiso, just like the moon comes to its fullest after a certain amount of time. That's Klal Yisrael, the inyan of Mischadesh Kemoiso, the inyan of the Levone. But I saw a beautiful thought that one of the great Sforim mentions about Chanukah. In fact, Chanukah is the only Yom Tov which begins very close to the end of the moon of the month. Chof Hei Kislev. It's, the moon has been waning and waning and becoming smaller and smaller. And you know, just then Chanukah starts, and then suddenly you get to the point where it's all over, there's no moon, nothing. And then Rosh Chodesh Teves, little by little, we begin again the new moon. What is the significance of this to the Yom Tov of Chanukah? So I saw, brought down a beautiful thought. Because the Ramban also mentions that the time of the Yevonim, the time of the Greeks, they had such an influence on the Jewish people that kimat shenishtakcho haTorah miYisrael. Their aim and their goal was to make lehashkichom toyosecho ulahavirom mechukei v'tzeinecho. And according to Teva, according to the natural course of events, they succeeded. Kim at nishtakcho haTorah miYisrael. But as is a very famous statement from the Rav Shamshon of Ful Hirsch, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kodesh Livracha, that he said, until you extinguish that last candle burning with the light of Torah and Yiddishkeit and religion, even if it might be in a very far-flung town like Modin, even there, until you extinguish that flame, you haven't extinguished the Torah, you haven't finished Klal Yisrael, you haven't came to a final solution. Until that last candle is blown out, and that last little candle was Hashmeinoi Ubonov, that they had a fire within themselves, and they had such a kanos l'shem shamayim that they were able to bring Klal Yisrael back to its glory, to restore the Klal Yisrael, the Torah and mitzvahs and kiyum hamitzvahs in Klal Yisrael. And this is what we have till today. All the great abundance of Torah Shebaal Peh, which was revealed, all comes through the power of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, as is explained very much by Arichus in the Sforim HaKadoshim. So really, Chanukah was where we were like at the end of the moon. How much was left of us? Kimat shenishtak ha-Toyra mi-Yisrael. Kimat Toyra was forgotten from Klal Yisrael. But then, in the middle of nothing, suddenly the moon renews itself, and suddenly it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and this is the light that is guiding us till the coming of Mashiach Tzidkeinu, as it said in the Sforim HaKadoshim. So Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah, and the fact that Chanukah begins in Chofei Kislev, towards the end of the month, is so symbolic of the situation that Klal Yisrael were in the time of the Yevonim, in the time of the Hashmenoim. Kimat shenishtakcho ha-Toyra mi-Yisrael. So, Baruch Hashem, we today are in Chanukah with Rosh Chodesh, and coming and seeing what, Baruch Hashem, a little bit I've seen of what's English Jewry. This is one of the last, that was the last nair in Europe that Yemach Shemoy V'Zichroi did not have the opportunity, he was not able to extinguish the English nair. And because of that, we have Gedoyle Oilam, great Mashgichim that were saved, Gedoyle Oilam that were saved, and because of that they were able to take over and destroy that Malchus HaRishah that there was, that emanated from Germany. And till you extinguish that last nair, that was like a little bit to see, and the Torah, how great it is, and how people come every morning, and they want to start every day with a Kedusha, with a certain Koyach HaTorah, is an unbelievable thing. So this is basically a psiche to the Inyan of what's called start the day the Torah way. The truth is, and one could talk about it at length, but there's very little time. So since we did this say that we're going to talk about make every action count, and I wonder, anyone who reads the sign and read this title, what am I going to speak about? What can he say already? Make every action count. I want to tell you what I was thinking. I was thinking that this is one of the greatest messages of Chanukah itself. There's a very famous medrash in the beginning of Bereishis. The medrash tells us on the pasuk where it discusses how the world looked before the light was come to be. Before Vayihi Or. So it mentions the world was tohu vavohu v'choyshech apnei sahoim, there was a darkness upon the Tahom, the great abyss, the Chavos, how they call it, full of water, of a ruach elokim rachefes al penei amayim. So the Medrash tells us that there was a choyshech. Who is the choyshech? This is Yovan. each part of this pasuk is talking about a certain galus, and this is talking about galus Yavon. And why is Yavon compared to Choshech? Because Yeshichu Einayim Shel Yisrael B'Gzeirasayim, they darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael with their gzeiras, with their decrees, and from all the decrees in the world, the one decree that is mentioned in this medrash is the following: that they were geyser, and they said, "Kisvu lochem al keren hashoyer." She'ein lochem chelek be'elokei Yisrael. Write for yourself, inscribe for yourself on the keren, on the horn from the shore, the ox. She'ein lochem chelek be'elokei Yisrael, that you do not have a portion in Elokei Yisrael. So many Meforshim commentators try to understand why did they pick keren hashor. Maybe if they don't understand the idea of the horn, maybe that's a nice place to put an advertisement. You can read it, it's quite high, everybody can see it. I don't know if they have to put it in both horns, it doesn't say two horns, or one of them. I don't know which one they put it. But why the shore? What does it have to do with the ox? Keren Ashor, Ein Lechem Chelek Belekeis. So I once saw a beautiful, beautiful interpretation. The shoyer, the ox, is a symbol of the shefa, of the abundance of Olam Hazeh. Because the Pasuk tells us, I think it's a Pasuk in Mishle, the Rav Tevuos, if there's a lot, an abundance of Tevua, of a grain, it's Bekoyach Shoyer. Because of the strength of the ox that has plowed the field and worked very, very hard, put an oil on itself, and then going and plowing the field, and at the end, because of the seeds that were sown into this field, there's beautiful golden tevua that grows out, v'rav tevuos b'koyach shor. The Yevonim, the Greek people, the Greek nation, can understand that maybe a Jew in the synagogue, in the Beis HaKnesses, in the Beis HaMedrash, he can be spiritual, he can be close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But in the world of Gashmias, when one goes out to business, and to say that there I am bringing the Shekhinah and dwelling, and it's going to dwell in my actions, in whatever office that I might sit in, that is something a goy and Malchus Yavon can never understand. They could see an idea of what's called a hermit, but to live in the world, the normal world, and to live al pi Hashem, al pi Shulchan Aruch, to do things l'shem shamayim, and therefore sanctify the actions, that is something beyond the concept of what a goy can understand. Only a yid understands that. And therefore, we say that the Yevonim were jealous of the Jewish people. And this is what they wanted so badly. That should not exist anymore by Klal Yisrael, amidst all the other gezeiros that they made. Kisvu lochem al keren hashor. On that ox, who is going to bring the abundance of Olam Hazeh, with that ox that you are working and toiling in your field till you get your parnaseh for the rain that comes down from Shemayim, Gishomim Hainu Parnaseh, the Gemara tells us in Tainis Daf Beis Amud Beis. Till you do that, it's a lot of work. A lot of effort goes into that. But a goy says that this shoyer and this business is ein lochem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. That's not part of godliness. That's not part of sanctity. That is not something that has to do with kedusha. And that was the gezeira, one of the interpretations of kisvu lochem al keren hashoyer she'ein lochem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. That's why they picked the shore. Rav tevuos bekoyach shore. So this morning, I was thinking, what can we bring that will maybe illustrate this point a little more? And I remembered a word from the holy Tiferet Shloime. I myself am an Einikul of the Tiferet Shloime, the Radomsky Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levroche. And he brings a very beautiful thought in Parshas Pekudei. When Moshe Rabbeinu was giving the bracha to Klal Yisrael for all their tremendous effort and great heart that they put into Nidvas HaMishkan. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu say to Klal Yisrael? Yehi rotzoin shetishre shechine b'maaseh yedeichem. It should be the will of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that the Shechine should dwell b'maaseh yedeichem, in your handiwork, in what you created with your arms, with your hand. Now, the question of course is, the simple pshat means that the Shechine should dwell in the Mishkan. Maaseh yedeichem. Not every yid worked. So we could say that those that toiled and created all the great artisans of the Mishkan are shlichim of Klal Yisrael. Okay, one can maybe explain it. But why bechlal? Why should one mention b'maaseh yedeichem? It's obvious that we're talking about what they worked on. Should say, yirotze shetishra shchino b'bayis hazeh, b'mishkon hazeh, or whatever other type of way of describing the Mishkan, why is it written in a way of Maaseh Yedeichem? So says the Tiferet Shloime, a very beautiful thought, that Moshe Rabbeinu was hinting to Klal Yisrael. It is true that you created a Mishkan. Great Nidvas HaLev is going to bring the Shechina down to the world. It's going to be able to fulfill the great wish that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants. Sheyehei loy dira, that he should have a dira, a dwelling place, the Olam HaTachton, in this lowly world. It is a very great thing, says Moshe Rabbeinu. But Klal Yisrael, do not forget that even when you will go out and handle with the simple mundane world, what we say in words, Maaseh Yadayim, is always a symbolism, or it is defining a certain work, like the sugya of Maaseh Yadei Bitoy, a father has in the Maaseh Yadayim of his daughter. We're talking about certain Parnosa aspects. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehi Rotzayim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should help, that not only should the Shechina dwell in this holy sanctuary in the Mishkan, Elo Shetishre Shechina B'maaseh Yedeichem, when you will go out and be Oisek in Olam Hazeh, you'll go out and be bringing Panosa to the Meshpoche, the Shechina should dwell in that. You aren't going to be hermits. You will take the simple mundane world and bring it up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You'll be mekadesh the chomer. You'll be mekadesh the materialism. And that only a yid can do. And that may be also because we have a connection to the Mishkan. When there's a Mishkan, when yidna connected to a shul, when yidna connected to a Beis HaMedrash, or as we're talking over here about start the day the Torah way, that the idea is that you begin the day connecting to Torah, so then with a Mishkan you can go out to the business world, and then Tishre Shechine B'maaseh Yedeichem, the Shechine will dwell in the Maaseh Yadayim, in the Parnosa itself. And that brings a tremendous bracha to the Parnosa too. When the Shechine enters into the Parnosa, we're not living on our own, we're not trying to earn the money on our own. We have the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that Li HaKesef V'Li HaZov Ne'um Hashem. All you have to do is be connected to Li HaKesef V'Li HaZov. To live with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that itself brings bracha, not just spiritual bracha, but also physical bracha, b'maaseh yedeichem. And as I was standing here thinking about what we should discuss about make every action count. What we are saying is the following. To understand that an action of Limud HaTorah counts. To understand that a davening and a Shmoneh Esrei and a Halal V'Hoidoye and a Hadlokas Ner Chanukah counts. That isn't such a great chiddush. That isn't such a great thing that it's not something which is hard to find. But to take the simple actions in life, to take the achila, the shpia, the eating, the drinking, the using of the world, the simple olam agashmi, and make that worth something, that is the yiddish chiddush. That is what the Yavonim cannot be able to perceive, and that is what we were zeicha also through the Nitzochen of Yavon, is that we are able to take the mundane world and be mekadesh it. And I once added a beautiful thought. We know that in the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, there is a question if there's a chiyuv su'ude on Chanukah. And it tells us that usually we are to say that it's su'udais halishus. It's only permissible. It's not a mitzvah dikis su'ude. Look at the Ramah. So we try to find etzes every time how to make the su'ude from a reshus into a mitzvah. And it's very interesting that we don't find this anywhere, especially except for Chanukah. Chanukah, you have this din. It's a su'udas reshus, and the minig Yisrael is to try to make from the su'udas reshus through zmirois v'tishbochois that someone sings to the Rabbeinu Shalom praise, or other inyanim, like today is Rosh Chodesh, so that's also a Sudas mitzvah. So we can take the Rishus and turn it into a mitzvah. So I was saying once that this is the message of Chanukah, really. Because this is what the Yavonim were trying to get rid and eradicate from Klal Yisrael. There is Rishus and there is mitzvah. Mitzvah we understand maybe. But to understand that Rishus can be mitzvah, that taking the simple things of the world and making them holy, sanctifying every action, that is a chiddush that only Klal Yisrael understands, and that is maybe what we try to do. Turn and be mahapech, the reshus to a mitzvah. That is the message of Chanukah. And this inyan, this message of kiddush or reshus, is something that is not just a nice drosha. It's something which we go, and as we're going to go out into the world, and we be mekadesh every action, that is what really makes every action count. And I want to add a word from the holy Chasam Sofer, Zchus Yogan Oleinu Al Kol Yisrael, who said a beautiful, beautiful taich in a pasuk in Kehelis. Kehelis is basically a sefer that takes anything that anyone gives value to in this world and it simply destroys it entirely. Havel Avolim Omar Kehelis Havel Avolim Hakol Avel. Everything is vanity of vanities. It's all air, like Hevel. Nothing worth a nothing. But what is the pshat in this pasuk? There's so many havolim to say. And hakol hovel, what's the chiddush? What is hakol coming to include? So there's a beautiful word from the holy Chasam Sofer, and he says like this. We know in counting, there's something interesting. There's a number called zero. And how much is zero with another zero? Also zero. And if you put many, many zeros, one after the other, how many? How much is this? Worth nothing. But then there's something miraculous. You put a number, let's say even a one, in front of all those zeros, and then you have all the Mishulachim coming from the whole world to you. Ah, that's a different world. It becomes a million, a trillion. I don't know how you can go even further. So says the Chasam Sofer, everything in the Olam Hazeh is a bunch of zeros. The Olam Hazeh, the food, the drink, the worldly pursuits are havel havolim mitzad atzmon, as they come on their own, they can be looked at as air, hot air, nothing more. That's it. But if one puts that one, echad yachidu meyuched rebayne shalaylam, you put the Shekhinah in front of all those zeros, then all those zeros turn into a number that is unbelievably high, and it's unbelievable what can become from a bunch of zeros. Says the Oli Hasan Sofer like this, Zok Koheles, Havel Havolim Omar Koheles. It is true that the world is Havel Havolim, but you know when it is Havel Havolim? Hakoil Havel. If it just all of it is Havel, then it is Be'emes Havel Havolim. Or when we get to the end of Koheles, put the one in front. Soif dovor hakol nishma. Es elokim yirah. Ves mitzvoyisav shemoyer. Ki zer kol ha'odom. If the one is put in front of this, all those zeros turn into a moyudike number, a value she'ein l'shaya ve'ein l'tayer. And this is the message of Kishre Shechina b'maase yedeichem. That's the message of Chanukas Habayis, the Beis HaMikdash, that had it in a shulchan, which not only has it in the menorah, which is the or of Torah and Amelus HaTorah, but it has a Shulchan in it too, which is a great symbol to the Zvuluns. It's a symbol for all those that are using the Olam Hazeh as a part of a Mishkan, as part of a Mikdash, who take the Rishus and make the Rishus into Kodesh. Moisifim Mechoilo HaKodesh. This is the message of Hanukkah. Kisvu Lochem Al Keren HaShoyer She'ein Lochem Chelik Belekeh Israel. But when we go out to the veldt, we are kizvulonu al keren hashoyer sheyesh lonu chelik belekei Israel. And this chelik is zeh chelki mikol amoli. That's my true chelik. This is what I'm going to take with me to eternity. This is going to be what is going to accompany me to olam hanetzach. Everything together, I'm going to make every action count. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam helfen. Baruch Hashem, we come here on a Yom Tov, Chanukah, with our Rish Chodesh, to hear Divrei Chizuk, to be Misoyer. What I said over here was not Shaykh B'derech HaTeva to prepare, because I prepared something totally different. Oh, but Vaisoyf, that's what the Tzibur was Zoyche to hear, and reminded me of different words. And Baruch Hashem, you're Shaykh to this great Shechineh. Let's finish with Yirotzoin, Shetisha Shechineh B'masi Yadeichem, Broche V'atzloche B'ruchnias U'B'gashmias, Naches and the children, everybody, ubekoy, we shall all be zoiche to be mishtatef in Chanukas Beis Hamikdash Ashlishi, b'mheira v'yameinu, amen.